Hi there, Anne. We're going to be talking a little bit about Soul Collage and the Soul Sanctuary Retreat that we are wrapping up today. So, what was your first instinct when you heard about it that made you decide to come?
My first instinct was to go. I heard about it via email, and I looked at it, read what it said, and I said, I'm going to go because I'm in a transition point in my life, and I wanted to take some time to figure out where those next steps would be.
Do you feel like 5 days was enough for you to really immerse yourself in this type of transitional trip?
6 days would be better for me. Probably 7 days with 1 day coming, 1 day going, and then 5 days of concentrated work. Mm-hmm. Fun work.
No, I get it. The internal work is very rich, but you're no stranger to that type of work.
No.
What about this time in your life, especially, that would you like to share with maybe some of our listeners who are struggling with something, was the thing that was most important to you to transform?
Well, I have made a big change in my life this year. I have, in the last 3 years, had 3 different health issues, which I'm recovering from all of them, but they've left me with some limitations, and I know that's a change in my lifestyle. I'm not used to limitations, and so I need to figure out how to go forward, considering where I am now, not where I used to be, and so I figured I needed some time to do that, to figure it out.
I think from spending 5 days with you that you're one of the most joyful and positive people, and that's such a take the bull by the horns type of attitude that you're showing for that, and you are an inspiration. I really mean that.
Thank you.
But what would you say was the most empowering thing that we chose to do this week? I know it was kind of a group collaboration. The organizers, including artist and art therapist Deborah Lynn Dean, put together a wonderful program. What stands out to you as being the most empowering?
The most empowering for me was making a couple of the Soul Collage cards. I had a little struggle with them, and I made fewer cards than, I think one person made 4 cards, and I made 4 cards. Some of them made many cards. They're very beautiful. But I had to struggle with each card because I wanted to reach the message in myself, which I had trouble doing. But at the same time, it was insightful.
So that was the process.
Yes.
The process, was it easier for you in the location that we chose to have it?
This is a great location. It's very private. It's very scenic. It's someplace that you can look and see far out, which I think is very important when you're trying to see far out.
Like the long-distance views over the ocean?
Yes, exactly so.
And would you recommend another Joyful Journeys retreat to people who are looking for the same type of transformation as you?
I would be very happy to recommend this. I think it has to touch each person where they are. And the people that are here all have different transitional goals. They're all in some kind of a transition. But I think anyone who is looking to look into themselves would benefit from this.
Thank you so much, Anne.
You're welcome.